welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day today. It's a great day here in Florida. Weather's fairly decent again. No hurricanes around anywhere that we're seeing so far, so that's a good one. We got Dad today for part of the show. He's getting prepped for the Hagman Show tonight. Has a pretty cool special and a lot of good info for you guys. So, Dad, glad to have you with us for part of the show today. How are you doing, bud?
Oh, Austin, I'm doing wonderful. The last time I tried to do the full show and do Hagman for 3 more hours, I lost my voice about halfway through Hagman. I started having to suck water down, and I don't want to pull a Hillary Clinton. That's awful. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into detail on Hagman's show tonight from a medical standpoint, from what I know about Parkinson's disease, because I've said multiple times that I feel she has Parkinson's, and I'm going to explain to you why I feel that way. And plus, they have basically an ambulance that follows her around. She's now got a lift gate in her vehicles to get her up and down out of the vehicles. And she has a full-time medical doctor with her with a syringe everywhere she goes. So this woman's like the walking dead. I mean, you know, my God. Well, it's back to what we talked about earlier, Austin. It's just the flottes Leben, which is a German word for a life of just complete and total debauchery and just perversion and all the other stuff that that whack bag does. I mean, you know, it's just... Quite frankly, when she checks out and leaves this planet, you won't hear me say, may she rest in peace. I don't, that, for what she's done here, it's like Lincoln, may he not rest in peace. These guys that do this stuff, these Sabbateans and these weirdos and these Satanists and these Luciferians, I can guarantee you it doesn't matter how much we say, may they rest in peace, they ain't gonna rest in peace, Austin. It's gonna be bad news. Now, I want to tell you guys something real quick. This is important because I don't normally do this. I'm so funny about not talking about product too much on the show. The last month I got fussed at a little bit because we had like 180 of the Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy programs left, and I never really promoted it on our show, and I promoted it on Hagman's show, and we instantaneously sold out when we gave them away for free when you ordered some product from us. And so tonight I'm doing the same thing with another series. It's called the Maximum Energy Health and Fitness Program. It's 8 CDs. And when you order $300 worth of product, I'm going to give you the following absolutely for free. And I'm going to get through this as quick as I can because I don't want you to fuss at me again and tell me that I didn't do this for you guys, okay? But there's only 80 sets of these left. That's it, 80, and they're done. If you use the coupon code after they're gone, we'll put something else in there for you, but it won't be all of this. It'll be some of this, but it won't be the CD set. We should have enough of the workbooks, and we should have enough of the articles. Okay, here's what you're going to get. If you order $300 worth of product, you're going to get one of our best-selling CD sets of all time, the Maximum Energy Health and Fitness Program. I used this one on the Marla Maddox show years ago when he was still alive, and every time we did the show with this CD set, this thing would sell several thousand CD sets. It was crazy how big his show used to be. So, number one CD, what is happening to the health of our country? The other side of the CD is going to be Dead Cooked Parasites, Part 2. Dead Cooked Parasites, talking about what you eat that has parasites in it and what you need to avoid. CD number 2, many medical professionals have no nutritional training. Second part of the CD, the destruction of our food supply and the top 10 foods never to eat. Next CD, shower filter. Either use a filter or be a filter. It's really important that you understand how dangerous that the bromine and the chlorine and the fluorine and all the different chemicals are in the water supply, including the showers. We go into detail in that CD set about this. Plus, the other side of that is how to increase sex drive or libido in men. Number 4, homocysteine theory of heart disease and why the cholesterol theory is a joke. Secondly, toxic personal care products, the poisonous stuff that you're putting on your body and your skin. You need to know what it is. Next is cardiovascular health and diabetes and stress management. Very, very important. The stress management CD is worth every bit of your $300 investment. Just have that CD on stress. Number 6 is trace minerals. Number 7 is warning contains poison. You need to read the label. Number 8 is how to easily break food addictions, because many of you are addicted to certain types of food. I'm going to show you how to break those food addictions. Plus, when you order the $300 of stuff, you're going to get all that for free. And you're also going to get the book, Maximum Fat Loss Workbook. This is a fitness program we're sending you. The Maximum Fat Loss Workbook. We teach you how to master this 12-step program to losing body fat, not muscle. Learn how to speed up your metabolism. 3 easy steps to free your kids from the obesity childhood epidemic. Weight loss products you should never use. Plus, I'm going to send you some of the reports that we have in the office. These reports are, number one, the real scoop on cellulite and how to get rid of it. This is a real program. This is a real deal on cellulite talking about. It's not a bunch of bogus stuff, okay? ADD and ADHD, depression, hypertension. These are all reports that I've personally written. Depression, hypertension, diabetes, prostate problems, impotence and infertility problems in men, maintaining lean muscle mass while losing body fat, chronic fatigue syndrome, hemorrhoids, constipation, and the importance of dietary fiber. All of that is going to be sent to you absolutely free when you order $300 worth of product. No additional shipping. We have 80 CD sets left in inventory, and after they're gone, they're gone. We're not going to be reordering the CDs. So I just want you guys to realize that's available right now. Coupon codes are active, and if you guys buy all of them before the show tonight, I'm good with that. I'll tell Tagman we'll have to promote something else. So there you go. First little thing I want to talk about today. You know, Austin, a couple years ago, I was doing a show like every day, and I was doing it on the problems associated with bringing people into our country who haven't been screened for disease. Now, when you go to the healthmasters.com website, you'll find a protocol called the Immune Support Protocol, Immune Support, whatever you want to call it, okay? Helps keep your immune system strong. And I got into a huge argument with one of the hosts about how he said that I was being a racist, that I did not want immigrants coming into this country. And I got into a fighting, screaming match, which you've never heard me do that with another host before, because this guy was such a liberal jerk. And I told the guy who had promoted the show for me, I didn't want to do this guy's show anyhow. He has a tendency to try to go in and, you know, basically slam dunk his guests and treat them badly. And I don't like hosts like that, because I don't do that to my guests. And he started in on me, and so I let him know how the cow ate the cabbage in no uncertain terms. And so before it was over with, he was agreeing with what I was telling him, because basically I'd had enough of him in his mouth. Now, here's the thing. I warned everybody about the diseases coming to our country and the diseases going to Europe because of the unbridled immigration that was happening all over the world because of Soros. Now we have, Austin, now you may not even know this, we have leprosy back in the United States being transmitted in our school systems. We also have bubonic plague being transmitted in our school systems. We have antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis being transmitted in our school systems. Now, remember, there's no vaccinations against leprosy or bubonic plague, all right? This is stuff that basically is out there that's been around for a long time in third-world countries, and this stuff is making a comeback now in the United States, in the public school systems, in the public school arena. So, guys, it's really important if you've got kids that you get them on a healthy immune system protocol. They take potassium iodine every day. They take D3 every day. They take vitamin C every day. They take the Viagraphics every day, and also the Astragalus every day. Those are some of the products that are on there. That's absolutely paramount. Now, I said all that to say this. In Europe right now, this is going to just absolutely blow your mind, but this is what's going on over in Europe. Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever is now sweeping Europe, and there's no vaccine. This is from the Gateway Pundit. Thanks to the blithering idiot Gay Kenyon of the White House and his failed policy in the Middle East, millions of third world migrants have fled to Europe over the last 2 years. And thanks to failed leaders like the blithering idiot Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany, another completely failed leader, the European Union has opened its door to millions of undocumented, unvetted, and uneducated third world migrants. With open gates, the forced collective suicide of Europe. Now this, Express Company reported, first there was Zika, now it's Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever, which is similar to Ebola. But how much do you know about the disease sweeping across Europe? Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever is a virus primarily transmitted to people from ticks and animals, just like bubonic plague, that's from fleas, from rats, while it might not be a commonly discussed disease, the Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever outbreaks, which cause severe viral hemorrhagic fever outbreaks, have a fatality of up to 40%, according to the World Health Organization. Worryingly, the virus is primarily transmitted to people from ticks and livestock animals, but human-to-human transmission can occur after close contact with the blood, secretions, organs, or other bodily fluids of infected persons. There is no vaccine available for either animals or people. The panic around this disease is spreading fast after a man died in Spain from the disease. Now, we have migrants that are discharging their bodily fluids from pretty much every orifice in public swimming pools in Europe. Now, I can't tell you how disgusting that is and how it's happening here. Just 2 days ago, I watched a video of a man walking through downtown Paris, and it was like 10 minutes long, and he walked and walked and walked with a hidden camera, and there were all these mattresses on the streets, mats on the streets, on the sidewalks, piled up garbage, and Muslims, immigrants, black and both Arab, laying all over the mattresses, all over the streets, everywhere, just laying out, just doing nothing to do besides laying there, I guess, spreading their hemorrhagic fever, if they have hemorrhagic fever, or leprosy, or the plague. I mean, no, Austin, I don't, this stuff is,
I know,
so stupid.
But
I'm just trying to say it really slow today so you guys are getting what I'm saying, because I'm not making this crap up. That's all this crap. The fact that we in a civilized society have to sit here and deal with these blithering idiots from these failed third world countries that don't even know how to use a toilet, who discharge and do vile sex acts in the water, you know, in these public baths, thinking it's okay, you know, and they grope our women, rape our women, rape our girls, and it's all okay. And I had to deal with this idiot a couple years ago, and I warned him this was coming, and he basically told me that I was a racist. Now, guys, I'm not a racist. Now, mind you, I don't particularly like a lot of things that people do, especially interest groups. I don't care for that behavioral pattern. I really don't. I'm pretty intolerant of it. I got that. I'm not even trying to paint that halo over my head, okay? I really don't like a lot of the things that white people do, especially the redneck variety that like to run around starting fights with people all the time, or just weird people that want to go rob stuff. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. The guys are all whacked out and methed out on meth and crack and everything else. Don't like that group either. Don't want to have anything to do with them. Don't like the black militant groups. They like to start with Black Lives Matter and go around beating people up and starting fires and just being horrible. I don't like the Mexican gangs. I don't like them at all. Don't like them at all. Can't stand them. Just, they think they're awful. I really, really dislike the international banking community and the Khazarians and these people that run the planet who basically think they can do whatever they want to do to anybody they want to do it to. I really dislike the people that run around and hunt children for sport, human beings for sport. And I really, really dislike the folks that sacrifice human beings and children for Lucifer. Okay, so if that makes me a racist, okay, whatever, who cares? I don't care. Just whatever, doesn't matter to me. I'm just telling you how I feel. I really dislike them, and I'm completely intolerant of them. Now, do I feel as though that my white race is genetically superior to theirs from a DNA standpoint? Absolutely not. I do not believe that. I guess I'd have more of a bigoted view of them since I'm intolerant of their beliefs and their values and what they do. Anybody wants to screw little boys, I have a real problem with that. And that doesn't make me a racist or a homophobe or a pedophile phobe. I guess that's a new term we can make up. I don't like these people. Now, if you like those people, I doubt very seriously you're listening to my show, because I just don't like those people and I don't want to have anything to do with them. And if they touch my kids, there's going to be a real problem. Okay, so here's the thing. We have Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever now going through Europe, and there's no vaccine, as if the vaccine would work anyhow. It's probably something that was cooked up by the boys at Fort Detrick anyhow, doing a big old beta test on it in Germany. I mean, why did Angela Merkel warn everybody to store food a few weeks ago? Remember all that, Austin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, so what's your next story, bud?
Interesting is you were talking about that, and you know, you're discussing this significant issue that's going on, has been going on. I mean, they've talked about all these different diseases coming into our country and in Europe in the last year, last 2 years, with all these basically, you know, third world country people coming in. And what's funny is all you hear about on the media and all you've heard about recently on the media is this stupid Zika virus. And the thing about it is, I've said this so many times, this Zika virus has been around for 60 years. It's got mild effects. It usually has flu-like symptoms with a runny nose and bloodshot eyes. The only danger it has is to basically unborn children. But the media is completely going out crazy. Listen how nuts this is now. This is going on in Detroit starting last week. Residents of Detroit suburbs now who have standing water or swimming pools that are not moving on their properties will be subject to fines, according to the town's mayor. Concern with the Zika virus outbreak and a potential spread of yellow fever, Jim Fouts has decreed that anyone who harbors breeding grounds for mosquitoes will be ticketed by the city. He said, I'm worried about Zika and I'm worried about West Nile, and defending the extraordinary measures, claiming they're vital to preventing deaths. In addition to putting $90,000 this year now into preventing mosquito problems, Fouts has mandated city inspectors now, paid city inspectors, guys, by the city, go around now issuing warnings and tickets to residents who have standing water or pools on their property. If they do not respond in time, they'll face fines anywhere from $100 to $1,000. Even CBS described the mayor's revenue extraction scheme as a strange proactive approach. However, citizens are very quick to point out the city's own problem with standing water all over Detroit. And what's crazy about this is you see this in South Carolina. They're spraying them down like bugs with raid cans and airplanes, killing millions of bees. They're starting today in Miami now, spraying us down like cockroaches here in Florida. There's this huge, huge pandemic they're acting like on news media about Zika virus. We're all going to die. That's what they keep saying. Oh, everybody's going to die from Zika. The same thing they did with Ebola. And everything's being focused on Zika right now. When his dad just talked about, we got this incredibly hemorrhagic fever over in Europe now that's spreading. We have all this stuff coming in. We have scabies now. Scabies is being reported in the United States from all these individuals that are coming in that are not being checked. We have tuberculosis, active tuberculosis, and hundreds of refugees now that's been found up in Michigan and Minnesota. But yet we're worried about Zika, which has been here for 60 years, which has a very, very, very small death rate at all if you actually attribute directly to Zika. Again, guys, it's more fear propaganda. It's more fear mongering. It's to get everybody away from what's really going on. It's to get away from the fact that Hillary Clinton suffered a 4-minute coughing fit in Cleveland, Ohio this week, and when she got off the stage, they had a gurney waiting for her with EMTs wearing body armor, waiting to see if she needed to be rushed off to the hospital. This is what's going on with a presidential candidate for the United States of America. Her health is so horrible, they have an EMT unit follow her with an active gurney set up for her, and they're wearing body armor. This is where we've gone in this country. This is what's going on. So don't look at what's going on with Hillary. Don't look at what's going on with the Federal Reserve and the Rothschild. Don't look at what's going on with the massive immigration issue that's going on in every single country around the world. Don't look at any of that. We need to focus on the mosquitoes coming out of the Everglades that could possibly carry a virus that's been around for 60 years that you fight off within a week and you have mild-like flu symptoms. That's what we need to focus on. Now, as you guys understand, I'm being very sarcastic about that because this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to get everything to obfuscate in a different direction away from the truth. This is one of the biggest, most effective things the media has been able to do over the last 50 to 60 years is redirect the public's focus in areas that don't call for it. Don't look at this. Look at this over here. Don't focus on what I'm doing with my hand behind your back, stealing the money out of your purse. Focus what my other hand is doing in front of you. They're doing this, and they're getting very, very aggressive with it, guys. So you have to be very open. Keep your eyes open. That's why I tell everybody, situational awareness. Not just with the media, but in every day-to-day life that's going on. I just talked about the other day how on pretty much every single mass shooting since 1950 has been in a gun-free zone. Let me tell you guys, there are no gun-free zones to me. The only gun-free zones are places I got to walk through a metal detector. And quite frankly, if I have to walk through a metal detector to enter a building, I am probably not going to enter that building. That's just my personal belief. You make your own choice on that. But this is where we're at as a country now, and we have to start waking up and realizing the truth is not being told to us. You have to dig for it and look for it. And once you find it, you have to spread it with everybody around you, because the majority of the population right now, guys, is not awake and they're not seeing what's going on. Getting so many phone calls here in the office about people terrified of Zika. People are freaking out right now, literally scared that they're going to get this mosquito, completely and totally irrational mosquito disease that they think is going to kill them within a day, because this is what the media has put out. Listen, guys, I was out in the swamp on Saturday in Rancho Bonito in chest-high water riding four-wheelers. I don't have Zika. Nobody has Zika around here. There may be a few people that have caught it, that have come into this country and spread it. Zika is not something that is going to kill you in almost any circumstance unless you have a massive, massive compromised immune system. So please understand that this is almost all fear-mongering, and this is what they're trying to do to get everybody's attention, primarily, in my opinion, off what's going on with the massive, massive Muslim invasion, and also, too, with Hillary Clinton unbelievably failing health. And also, too, look what they're doing. They're trying to blame Russia, and they're saying, Hillary Clinton is saying now, we will go to war with Russia if they do any more cyber attacks or if they intervene in this election. Listen, guys, Russia doesn't have any type of fight to come mess and rig our election. Yes, they may have independents over there that do cyber threats. Every single country has that. But look at what they did. They completely diverted the truth. We already know Hillary Clinton is capable of anything and everything that is completely and totally ungodly. We already know that. We already know that they're going to do everything they can to put her in power, including messing with the ballots. We already know this. So when Donald Trump came on national television and said, I'm concerned about voter fraud this year, I'm concerned about them rigging the election, listen to what Hillary Clinton does now. She goes, oh, if Russia tries to come in and rig the election, we're going to war. Completely does a 180 on the entire situation and blames another country with threat of war. Now it's in the headlines that Hillary Clinton is threatening Russia with war because they're going to rig our election. It's completely untrue, in my opinion, but this is what the media is doing, guys. So be very aware of what's going on and believe about maybe 1% of what you hear on the television. And I mean that sincerely, about 1% of what you hear. The independent news, the Hagman, Hodges, Steve Quayle, InfoWars, us, the Ted and Austin Brower Show, these are the guys that are putting out the real, true news the best we can to try and wake everybody up. So turn off the television, listen to some real news, and wake yourself up and wake everybody up around you. And that's pretty much all I have to say about that now, Dad.
Well, you know, it's called obfuscation. That's what it's called. To intentionally, deliberately deceive people, it's like playing a shell game. Don't look at where the real problem is. I'm going to put something else here in front of you. It's a Monica missile. It was developed by Bernays back in the late 1800s, who was Sigmund Freud's cousin, and they were both Sabbateans. They were both Luciferians. They were both Satan worshippers. That's why Freud was such a whack bag with his sex weirdo stuff that he liked to do. He's put cocaine and cokehead. You know, he'd like to screw little boys. I mean, sickos, a bunch of sick weirdos, okay? And Bernays was another guy, just another one of the Sabbateans. And then what they do is they use the radio or the media. Back then it wasn't the radio. Back in the late 1800s, it was the media to sway public opinion. And then when Tesla developed radio, by the way, it was not Marconi who did that, it was Tesla. When Tesla developed the radio and they started doing the radio broadcasts, they could really start influencing huge amounts of people. And then when they were able to push it into the TV sets and put it in people's homes, that's when they did it, starting in the 50s and the 60s. And everybody had to have a TV set. Before that, people used to sit around and talk to each other. And after that, everybody started getting involved in the media and their alpha or theta brainwave states from the flicker rates and putting themselves into a hypnotic trance. And that's what they did. And so the nuttiest part about all of this is that when you look at this, you think, wow, this can't be happening. Guys, it's really happening. I mean, it really is what they're doing. And it's not something they're even trying to hide anymore. We got a nutbag presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, who's got a giant hole in her tongue where they cut something off her tongue, whatever that means. We don't know what that means. Maybe it's part of the swallowing reflex. Maybe it's because of what happens with Parkinson's disease. I'll talk about that tonight on Hagmann. I don't know. So what they're trying to do now is patch her up. She's like a really, really debilitated sock puppet for Lucifer that's worn out. I guess the housing of this many demons in her for this many years has put a toll on her holographic body that she's in and the energy field she's in. And I'm surprised they haven't used a double on her yet. But you know, look at the other night. She was wearing an earpiece. You know, now all these people are coming out with Drudge and the rest of them saying that she was being told what to say and how to answer the show. I mean, this is crazy, how to answer the questions. I mean, I don't even know how to respond to that. She was being told how to answer the questions that she was being given through an earpiece because she's so mentally deficient now. Because I remember, guys, go to high school reunions, some of you, and look at the people that have taken care of themselves. And look at the people that were the boozers and the gas huffers and the glue sniffers and the dopers. And look at the difference in the health. Okay, I go to the class, my high school reunion. I'm 60 years old. The last one I went to, I was 48 because it was canceled for a lack of interest in my 50th or the 40th one. And so I'm 48 years old, and I'm looking at all these incredible age rates, people with snow white hair in wheelchairs, crutches, can barely walk, crippled up, 48 years old. And here I come, coming in with my wonderful wife, and I'm looking around going, who are all these old people? See, it all depends on what you choose for your lifestyle. If you have a lifestyle of excess and alcohol and cigarettes and booze, it costs you. I'm not even promoting the morality of all that. I'm just telling you basically the side effects. It just costs you, and it makes you age very, very quickly. It's kind of like this. If you only have X amount of divisions in your cell structure in an entire lifetime, let's say you have 1,000 divisions or whatever, I don't know what the number is, depends on your DNA. You have 1,000 numbers, and you're burning through your cell division, and your body's having to duplicate cells all of the time because you're aging quickly because you're damaging your cells with so many free radicals and dietary habits and lifestyle choices, then you only have half as many cell divisions as a normal person is going to have because you're going twice as fast. It's like taking a candle and burning it on top, letting it go for a couple hours. If you turn it sideways and you light both ends at the same time, it doesn't last long. That's what happens. You're burning the candle at both ends, and you're burning your life out quickly. So, guys, it's not worth it. I mean, number one, don't get me wrong. I mean, I got this. I'm not in there benching 340 pounds anymore in the gym. I'm not doing that anymore. But I'm still working out 6 days a week, and I still feel really good, and I have a lot of energy. And guys, anybody can do it, you know. And now today we've got a special. We're going to give you a whole CD set on burning body fat, increasing energy levels. So you can do a lot of things if you just pay attention to what you're doing and stay focused as to what's really going on in the world. What's your next question, bud? What's your next question?
Well, yeah, and the thing about it is, too, that I wanted to add to that, and that's one of the reasons why Dad and I put this, you know, kit together today for everybody because, you know, summer's kind of up. A lot of people, you know, are going back to school, going back to doing stuff, you know, we're middle of September already. You know, the Christmas holidays and time are coming up. A lot of people like to stay in good shape during the summer, but then what a lot of people do, as you know, they all balloon up over winter, and then you got to turn around in the spring and try and lose it. The issue with that yo-yo diet weight loss protocol is that you're constantly up and down all the time, and it makes it very difficult to maintain good muscle mass with low body fat on a regular basis because you're constantly going up, you're going down, you're going up, you're going down. So what I want to encourage everybody to do, and that's why we got this together, some of the key, most effective information we can put together, I mean, this stuff is a lot of information, guys, we put together in it, is to really help people and promote staying in shape 12 months out of the year. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you can't try and lean down, you know, 6 months before you go on, you know, your family cruise or before you go on your beach trip. I got that. But the thing about it is if you keep yourself in decent shape year-round, if you want to try and lean down for something like a high school reunion or a cruise, you don't have to do that much work because you're already right there. And being in that healthy lifestyle as well, being strong, being lean, being healthy on a regular basis is much easier to maintain regularly. And in the event, guys, that we have something happen in the next 6 months to a year, it's going to be much easier to cope with eating less calories, with functioning on less food, with trying to ration stuff, with walking walking around on a regular basis. Most people have no idea how it feels to walk 3 or 4 or 5 miles in a day unless you do that on a regular basis for your job. And hardly anybody knows what it feels like to run 3 or 4 miles every single day unless you've done that regularly. A large percentage of the population has no idea how strenuous that is on your body. The problem is, guys, if we have some type of EMP, we have some type of solar flare, if we even have a significant massive power outage where you can't even get fuel from the gas pumps for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks at a time, forget an EMP, simply no power. How are you going to get fuel out of the gas station? It won't happen. What are you going to do? You're going to ride a bike and you're going to walk. That's how you're going to get around for the time being until we get power restored. Well, if you're 250, 300, 350, 400 pounds, and you can hardly breathe to get up and go to the kitchen to get another hot dog, what's going to happen when you have to start walking across the street or start walking down to the store or start patrolling your neighborhood with a security militia to try and keep roving bands of hooligans out of your neighborhood? How are you possibly going to function without going into cardiac arrest? I don't know. Maybe you have a different idea than I do. But this is the kind of stuff we're trying to give the entire listener base, our entire family from Health Masters, everybody that listens to us is family. Call us up. We want to help you. Email us. We want to help you. This is what we're trying to give you guys, this information, and trying to promote this type of really healthy, long-term behavior of staying in good shape and maintaining it. And that's why we put this together today. But in other news...
Oh, hang on. I got to make a comment to this.
Please, do so.
Every time you lose weight, if you don't exercise and eat clean, you lose 10% lean muscle mass.
Yep.
Okay? Now, when that happens, every pound of muscle you lose lowers your basal metabolic rate by 50 calories a day. Right? So if you lose 100 pounds and you lose 10 pounds of muscle weight, which is about what you'd lose if you lost 100 pounds, if you weighed, you know, 300 pounds, you drop down to 200, you lose 10 pounds of muscle, 90% of fat, you now lower 10 times 5. So now you have to basically eat 500 less calories every day of your life because you've now lowered your basal metabolic rate by 500 calories. Okay, now the basal metabolic rate is the rate of calories that our body burns without exercise, just doing bodily functions. That's called the BSM, the basal metabolic rate. Now, what's interesting about this is, if you lose that same 100 pounds, you gain it back, you lose it again, you don't put the 10 pounds of muscle back on at all because you're not exercising. But then when you lose 100 pounds again, you lose that same, you lose another 10 pounds, now you're down 20 pounds. So now you've gotten yourself in a situation where you have to eat 1,000 less calories every single day. Unless you start exercising to rebuild your lean muscle mass. And this is what people do. They go on these yo-yo diets, like Austin talked about, and they'll gain and lose that same 30, 40, 50 pounds over and over and over and over and over and over again, never realizing before it's done, they've lost 30, 40, 50 pounds worth of body mass or of lean muscle mass. That's very difficult to replace, especially when you're over the age of 30, because you simply don't have the testosterone stores in order to do that as sufficiently as you did when you were younger. Now, when you're a kid, 18, 19 years old, 17 years old, you're still running all that testosterone through your bloodstream, you gain it back pretty quick. But that's why even competitive bodybuilders are very, very careful how often they cut down to lean up, because they don't want to lose lean muscle mass when they're doing it. They need to do it very slowly. They don't go on these crazy fad diets. Now, I'm not telling you to be a professional bodybuilder. What I am saying is this. Keep yourself within 10 to 15 pounds of your absolute best weight. So if your best weight's 180, don't go over 195. If your best weight's 200, don't go over 215. If your best weight's 150, don't go over 165. Just keep it at 15 pounds. 15 pounds is doable. It's really easy to do. You can maintain it. You don't even have to lose it. It doesn't make that big a difference. It just doesn't mean that much. Now, back to the next topic. I want to go back to Detroit and finding people for pools with water. Detroit is a failed city. Okay, if they want to spray Detroit with all these weirdos that live up there now, with Zika spray, I'm not going to really argue with them about that, whatever. It's that bad of a place now. And I know that sounds awful, but I just don't care, because they don't care, because these people live in complete and total squalor. What is it? Half the people, approximately half of the people in these low-income areas don't even pay their water bill in Detroit. They don't even pay their water bill. So this whole thing is just a ploy from this mayor to raise more taxes. Because if he finds the people who don't pay their water bill, $100 or $1,000, they're not going to pay it. They don't even pay their water bill. They don't care. Yeah, they'll riot if they turn the water off. Now, there are people that are still living there in the area, in the geographical area of Detroit, that have money, that can't sell their houses, that are buried upside down. Ah, Here's another source of revenue. Let's charge them $1,000 because they have a bathtub out back or have a swimming pool that's not running properly, or they have a puddle in their driveway. We're going to give them a bill for $1,000. Detroit is a complete and total failed city. It is like living in ghetto world, Muslim world now. I mean, it's just a mess up there. I mean, there's no reason to even go there anymore, Austin. So, again, obfuscation. It has nothing to do with standing water and him being worried about, you know, yellow fever or whatever it was. He's worried about paying the bills. He's worried about his salary. I remember years ago, I was working with a company, a promoter, that was doing seminars around the country, and they ended up not paying the speakers like they were supposed to pay us. And what ended up happening is I finally called them up, and I talked to their staff who was supposed to be paying the bills, and I said, well, let me ask you a question. You guys haven't been paying us like you're supposed to. Or are you guys getting paid? Oh, yeah. The staff was getting paid. The guy who was the promoter was getting paid, but the other people weren't getting paid. See, that's the thing. They want to make sure they keep the infrastructure people, the ones who are working there in the city, the government employees paid, Austin, and if they've got to generate more revenue by putting these erroneous taxes on people because they have a puddle of water in their driveway, that's another $1,000, buddy. That's how they can pick it up. What's your next story?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Back to the Tesla Motors. They've been having some pretty nasty headlines lately. Tesla Motors had another wreck in Amsterdam now, a deadly crash. They stating, though, that the log showed the autopilot was not engaged at the time of the wreck. The driver did not survive. So that was another accident now that's been happening with these cars. The Tesla crash has come under scrutiny because the company had an issue back in Florida, if you guys remember down here, where the driver had autopilot feature on and died, was hit by a semi-truck, went underneath him, and it wasn't the semi-truck's fault. Also, too, last month, there was another Tesla car crash in Beijing while autopilot was also on, where the driver said that the function was on self-driving, and they reviewed the data and showed that it was. He was a 33-year-old programmer. He was driving to work and engaged the autopilot function, as he often does on Beijing highways, and impacted two other cars. However, nobody was killed in here. So I'm not picking on Tesla. I'm not at all, because they have some cool technology they've come out with. The problem that I have is that I think this whole autopilot technology is a fad, and I highly suggest you don't engage in it. There's some cool aspects to what it does, but I think the only way for this to work, which I don't approve of, but the only way that it could work is that every single vehicle on the road would have to be fully autonomous all the time. They all would have to communicate with one another, basically like RC cars driving back and forth down the highway. Other than that, having autopilot vehicles with drivers that are driving their vehicles, these two are not going to mesh very effectively. They're not going to mesh very effectively. So just something I kind of want to bring up. It's kind of sad. I'm not happy somebody died. That's actually really sad. But I don't suggest buying one of these cars right now, not until at least a very, very long period of time so they can work this stuff out. Guys, we know how to drive. Stay off your phones. Drive like a normal person. Don't be swerving lanes and changing lanes crazy. Don't be speeding excessively, and stay off your phones. We've been able to do that for a very long time and stay moderately safe. And of course, don't drink and drive. It's not that difficult, guys. We don't need cars to drive us around. I think that's just another way for the globalist agenda to worm their way in to get the UN and the Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 completely underneath everything. So that way they control what we do and where we go and how we do it. That's just my opinion, but that's why I wanted to bring this up today and kind of touch base on it again.
Well, you know, we've all, you know, seen people who basically text and drive down the road.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've been in cars with people that have done that, and I've asked them to please stop the car or let me out if they're going to do that, because I'm simply not really willing to sit there and deal with all that. Some people just have a real bad habit, especially business people, of doing that to try to get work done while they're driving. And what I do, I just, number one, I have a speakerphone that's hooked up to the stereo in the car. It just got the Bluetooth, which almost all cars have that now. And what it allows me to do is just to have a conversation and to just do what I need to do, but keeping both hands on the steering wheel and the eyes on the road. If I have to text, which is rare anyhow, I don't like texting regardless, I will simply stop the car, pull over on the side of the road and text. Because it's just not worth the risk. It's just not worth it. You can't really do all these different things to do all of that. So I just thought I'd mention that to you guys. It's just real important. By the way, here's an interesting from the Good News Network. It says, this doctor broke the law to engineer a better nursing home and the death rate plummeted. even though we are living in an age where growing old is thought of as an inevitable misery, this doctor has been changing the games for seniors for the past 25 years. It all started back in 91 when the Harvard-educated physician was transferred from working in a stressful emergency room for being the medical director of a nursing home in upstate New York. The depressing and regimented environment got him thinking on what exactly could improve the residents' conditions. Even though animals in nursing homes were illegal at the time, Dr. Bill Thomas took a chance based on a hunch. He brought in 2 dogs, 4 cats, hens, rabbits, and 100 parakeets, and a number of plants, a flower garden, and a vegetable patch. The change was dramatic. There was a 50% drop in medical prescriptions along with a dramatic decrease in death rates. But most importantly, the residents were simply happier. Dr. Thompson Thomas's approach, dubbed the Eden Alternative, has driven nursing homes to allow more autonomous and creative living space for their elderly. It erases the stereotype that growing old means growing useless, as well as encourages the residents to think of their age as an enriching new phase of their life rather than the end of it. Thomas, now a speaker and author of several books, has also created small, independently run residences with their own bedrooms and bathrooms called greenhouses. And he has been preaching a singular message that getting old is not a bad thing. Within 6 weeks, they had to send a truck around to pick up all the wheelchairs. Thomas told the Washington Post, "You know why most people in nursing homes use wheelchairs? Because the buildings are too big. It's what it would be rolled around." And here's what's interesting about that. Last week, I stopped in Birmingham to visit my sister. This is not the nut sister, okay? This is not the one in the whack bag, okay? This is the one who basically is in Birmingham, and she's a half-sister. My dad was married twice. We have the same father. She has a different mother than I have. Her mom wasn't from Germany. And she's 82, 83 years old. Yes, she is that old. Remember, my dad was born in 1901. I don't make this stuff up, as weird as that all sounds. And I was born in 55 when my dad was 54 years old. So it's just one of those deals that I was raised by folks that were older, which I at that time was kind of resentful for, but now I'm so thankful for, because I'm an older parent also, and I realize the wisdom you bring to a child when you're not 20 years old, when you have a baby, or when you know what I'm saying, also, you're 18, 16, you're 16 years old in high school and you have a baby. What wisdom can you possibly depart to that child? You got your own life already going sideways, right? But my sister was there, so I was talking to her. She's completely lucid. And she's just very depressed because she's there. So we're sending some vitamins in there. You have to sneak into the nursing home and hide in her belongings so they won't take them away. And she goes, "Well, what I really would like to have, Ted, is I'd like to have my own coffee pot." And now remember, she's there because she has Parkinson's. Okay, she's having a hard time walking. And she doesn't have an entourage to follow around like Hillary Clinton does. And so she goes, "I'd really like to have, you know, a coffee pot." And so I walked up to the desk and I said, "Are the inmates allowed to have a coffee pot?" The lady looked at me. She goes, "What did you say?" And I said, "Are the inmates allowed to have a coffee pot?" And they goes, "Well, they're not inmates. They're residents." And I said, "No, they're the inmates, because now you're going to tell me that she's not allowed to have a coffee pot. She's already told me that. And only residents, if they were living here paying rent, they would have the ability to have a coffee pot." And she goes, "Well, you're right. They can't have a coffee pot." And I say, I know. They can't have an iron in the room either. Got that. Probably don't want to burn the place down. I got that too. So here's the point. This guy's absolutely right. You know, if you have any way to keep an elderly parent at home with you, just do it. I mean, I understand that sometimes it's not possible, that they're stroked out or they're senile or they've got Alzheimer's and they're violent or whatever. I got that, okay? Or they're completely bedridden and no one's there to help get them out of bed to use the bathroom. I got that, okay? And then you have to give them home. You have to put them in a nursing home or an assisted living facility. I got that. But if at all possible, guys, please, 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 as someone who has seen his mother go through the nursing home because of my sister, and now my sister, the other one, going through the nursing home because of the Parkinson's, they really are. That's an awful place to be. I mean, I don't even know how to make that any more real than that. It's just an awful place to be, and please try to take care of your parents a little bit better than that, if possible. What's your next story, Oz?
Well, as the political correctness just gets crazier and crazier now, Clark University now has made headlines as they brought in and hired a chief diversity officer who is now going around basically telling all the freshmen that the words they can't use, and it's very similar to a lot of stuff we've other seen. Now they're stating that the term you guys, as in, hey, you guys, you want to go get coffee, is something that should not be said at all because it could be interpreted at excluding women. Sherry Malo, who's the chief diversity officer that was just brought on at Clark University, is a trained lawyer who's committed to promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion in higher education, and has recently told freshmen as well that they should avoid asking black students if they play basketball or football because it may be thought as being racist. They also urge them to use a number, not to use a number of offensive phrases such as describing America as a melting pot or the land of opportunity. She states the phrases were included on a list of microaggression faculty members, there's that word again, that have been advised not to use them, fearing they could be deemed sexist or racist, going back to what you were talking about earlier. And let me just say something, guys. This is total baloney. This is what your children are being fed now in the educational system. So please, make sure you know what college your kids are going to. This is complete and total lunacy. I can't even imagine my response right now if I went to college at my current age and they started promoting this absolute nonsense to me. I'd probably stand up, laugh at them, and walk out and say some probably really strange microaggressive term, and they deem me some type of racist, sexist as I walked out. That's probably what would happen. So I don't want to be involved in anything like this. I highly suggest you don't let your children get indoctrinated in this lifestyle, because this is all about the Agenda 21 globalist policy and making everybody scared to speak their mind. That's what this all comes down to. You can't talk about anybody because it's a microaggression. You can't talk about the government because you're anti-government. You can't say anything because it's making you a sexist. That's what everything talks about now. That's what they're doing in the colleges, the same way Dad talked about. What was that article you talked about yesterday? It was the ways of being a good feminist. And it hit the point on the head exactly, dead on. That's exactly what they're doing here now, guys. They're completely molding the minds of the younger generation now to contort them into this further globalist Agenda 21, basically robot, that will not say anything, that will not resist anything, that will not speak up to anything for fear of being deemed some type of outcast because you made a microaggression towards anybody. I still haven't even figured out that term, because I don't understand how any type of aggressive behavior can be a micro. Any type of aggressive behavior is deemed aggressive behavior, not a microaggressive behavior. It's just so ridiculous to me, Dad. But I wanted to just kind of touch base on that again, because this is getting so bad.
Well, no, what they're doing here is this. It's this militant feminism gay agenda, okay? The term queer used to mean, you know, an oddity, like queer is a $3 bill. Queer, not subjected to the standard norm. It's a queer outcome. It means it wasn't supposed to happen that way. Now you have the TV shows, there used to be on the show, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. And, you know, when they're trying to make this queer agenda, which is what they call themselves. Now, if we say that, that makes us a homophobe, but they can say it. But if we say it, it's that we're homophobic, okay? Because if we say queer agenda, they basically say we are homophobe, but they can use that term all the time. It's like blacks calling themselves a certain word, that if we say that, which we shouldn't say, which we really shouldn't say, by the way, you know, that makes us a racist. Well, it's just all that kind of stuff. It's the lingo that they carry among themselves. Now, the goal here of this entire agenda is to make as many people lesbian and gay, queer, as possible. And that's what they want to do. Now, you think, well, that's really offensive, Ted. I can't believe you're talking like that. Well, I'm just telling you how I feel. It's because it's truth. Because I know that all the gay professors that we've had to deal with Harrison being in college already and having to try to avoid them like the plague because of their promoting of the gay lifestyle right in class.
Yep.
Now, if you start promote the Christian lifestyle in class, they're going to throw you out and kick you out until you basically you can't do that because you can't talk about Christianity. Because remember, we're in covenant with the Most High. These guys know that, the ones who are the satanic leaders, and they have made it so it's forbidden for Christians to proselytize. In other words, to try to bring other people into Christianity. When I was a college professor back in 81 and 82, they used to call me the preacher teacher, because I didn't hold back. I just let it go, because I figured, you know, what the heck, if they're going to like it or not like it. And then years later, I'd have students come up to me and said that I was the only teacher they ever learned anything practical from their entire 4 years in college because they took me for one class. Now that was 35, 36 years ago. How sad is that? I'm not being facetious. I'm being serious. How sad is it that I was the only person they learned anything from? Now that was 35 years ago. So these kids now would be in their 50s. And I guarantee you that these kids would remember the class they took with me, because it had that kind of impact. By the way, I want to give out a phone number for you. A lot of you heard me do the program this beginning just a minute ago, and you don't want to have to listen to the whole show again to hear the special we have this week, and I don't want to go over it again. So you can call our 24-hour feed, which is good, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and hear the last show that we have, and that this feed will play all weekend. The feed is 641. You need to put this in your telephones, please. 641-552-5310. Now, I'm going to repeat that. 641-552-5310. Many of you are listening on Global Star, and I commend you for that. Great program that you'll be using on Global Star. Many of you are going to be listening to this show on iTunes, and that's okay too. But a lot of times, you know, you're using up data or whatever, you can just make a phone call and hear the latest show that we've done by calling the number I just gave you. And again, that number is 641-552-5310, and you can listen to the show 24 hours a day. Now, here's why I'm telling you that. You can take that and you can share that contact with your entire list that you have on your phone, at least 10 or 12 or 15 people at one time anyhow. Say, hey guys, listen to this show. You're going to love it. Okay? Or maybe you're going to say, don't listen to this show. You're not going to like it. I don't know what you're going to say. But the point is that's the easiest way to share this program with everybody, because you'll hear the beginning of the show again. We promoted that product this morning. And it'll start over every time you call it at the beginning of the show. So you don't have to, and again, there's not a bunch of commercials being played. So thank you for supporting us. Thank you for at least getting your multiple vitamins from us, and thanks for ordering your $300 worth of stuff and getting all this free stuff. We appreciate it, because we've got a lot of this stuff in inventory over the years, and we're trying to move that inventory out to make way for other stuff that we have not yet developed yet. And so we want to just bless you guys with it by not charging you any extra for it. Again, the coupon code is DougCDSET, and any purchase of $300 or more will get you hundreds of dollars worth of free stuff. And so you'll like that. And so it doesn't cost anything extra. And I wanted to, again, make it available for our listeners. Guys, thank you for signing up for our emails. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Now, tonight I'll be back on with Hagman tonight. So it'll be a fun time with him again tonight. I love doing his show. He's a great man, good man. He is what he is. He's real. And hopefully both he and Joe will be on tonight with me. And so I'm going to go ahead and sign off, Austin, let you go and finish the show. God bless you guys. I love you. And, again, thank you for being here to support us. I appreciate you. We'll talk to you tonight. Austin, here you go.
Yeah, bud. Absolutely, guys. Well, we do appreciate everything, and the Hagman Show should be pretty fun tonight. And also, too, as I told you guys yesterday, the memory support is back on sale. And one last article here that I wanted to touch base on. This is kind of a funny one now. You know, I explicitly talked about my distaste for this whole Pokemon game that's been going around the country, that's an absolute just debauchery to mental health. Horrible. It's ridiculous. But it's interesting now is Japanese government officials have now partnered with Niantic, which is the company that made Pokemon Go, in an effort to try and draw tourists back into the Fukushima area. This is pretty sad, but it's weird. Pokemon Go attractions, they've been now putting the Pokemon characters in the Iwate, the Magaya, the Fukushima, and the Kamado prefectures, which are the different areas, kind of like different cities. Under Niantic's partnership with the four prefectures, game designers will add extra Poke gems to the areas, as well as Poke stops, where players can find valuable game items. They've also agreed to place a higher-than-usual frequency of rare Pokemans in the four prefectures. Fukushima tourist promotion officials say that 90% of the prefecture lies outside the radiation exclusion zone. Yeah, I'm sure it does. And that visiting the areas is completely 100% safe, but the TEPCO recently had to reprimand Niantic for placing Pokemans at the actual site of the Fukushima power plant. The power company has asked Niantic to refrain from placing any Pokemans within the radiation-affected areas of Fukushima, And now, the thing about this, guys, radiation doesn't just stop. It dissipates slowly. So what they're saying is the areas that they're going to put these in are safe because the level of radiation is not at the threshold point that they're deeming to be unsafe, meaning there's still significant radiation in a lot of these areas over there. So they're trying to encourage people to go into these areas by placing Pokemans over there. The whole issue I have with this, if you want to go to a Fukushima leaking radiation power plant to go find a fake Pokemon creature on your phone, that's your choice. If you want to be that stupid, you know, go have at it. The issue I have is that I let everybody know about this, is be very cautious with this game, letting your children use this game, downloading this game on your phone especially, because the biggest thing I have about this is the game's terms of service, as I've told you guys before, allows Niantic to access your entire Google account, including your email, calendars, photos, documents, emails, everything, guys. A number of these games are not only making money on the front end by selling the game or things within the game, they're collecting your data and your habits about what you're doing on your phone and selling it to third-party marketers. Look at the terms and conditions before you sign on to these apps, especially ones that literally gain complete and total access to your entire account. You pretty much are giving away all your rights and information to this company when you sign on with it. The privacy policy makes it crystal clear that they're free to hand over your information to anyone, including law enforcement or private parties, at their own discretion if you decide you might be engaging in any type of unethical activity. They're also allowed to share players' non-identifying information, including movement patterns, with other companies for research, analysis, demographic profiling, and other similar purposes. So not only do they have full access to your Google account, your emails, your photos, your calendars, every single thing you keep on your phone private, these guys have access to. They also track your every single move and can give it to anybody they see fit. So be really careful, guys, with these apps. A lot of them are not what you think they are, especially this Pokemon one. And stay out of the Fukushima power plant. There's absolutely no reason to go over there. But, guys, I hope you had a good Friday. Coming to a close, Dad's going to be on the Hagman Show tonight. It's going to be a great show. The Doug CD set, one word, DOUGCDSET, is the coupon code for today to get that whole bundle package on orders over $300. You guys have a wonderful, blessed night. Enjoy the Hagman Show and have a blessed rest of your weekend. If you need anything, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. You guys have a great one. Good night.